Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. It's Thursday, 30th of December, and this is the last podcast of 2021 and our 499th podcast. Wow, that's a lot. So let's take a bit of time to reflect and look back. Let's talk a little bit about Adept English, how far we've come this year, and our statistics, which will give you some practice at understanding numbers in English at the same time. Language learners can struggle with numbers, only perhaps because they don't practice them enough. So let's do a little bit of work at that and also talk about how people use Adept English and your feedback to us. We get lots of emails from people telling us how and why they appreciate Adept English, how it's helped them improve their English, and how often this has in turn changed their lives. People tell us that they've passed their IELTS language test because of Adept English, or that they've been successful at job interviews where they had to show that they could speak English. Well done to all of those people. Adept English may have helped you, but you've done that through your own hard work. But it's interesting, and it proves to us and encourages us that our method works. It really does help move people towards fluency in English. Many people say they like my voice. Well, thank you for the compliment. But more than this, people like the material that we cover. You like the fact that I explain the more difficult words and at the same time encourage you to stay thinking in English while I help you understand. No translating here. But you also like the fact that I cover a variety of subject areas, and you find much of what I discuss quite interesting. Again, this encourages me, because sometimes I know I'm expressing an opinion, or sometimes I'm exploring a subject area which interests me. If it's an opinion, there may be those who disagree with me, but I like to think that I'm fair and I allow for other viewpoints to be valid. I think that's more interesting than just covering, say, English grammar, though of course we do that too. As far as topics are concerned, in particular, a number of people have told us that they enjoy the more psychological topics, and me trying to explain ideas and discoveries from neuroscience. That's fine. I particularly like those topics too. So we can do more of those for 2022. People have also told us that they like it when I tell you a little bit about my life, even if it is just normal life or about my family or my garden. It's useful, I think, to hear vocabulary for normal everyday things. So again, we can do more of that. So, as I said, we love it when you get in touch. Lots of you have sent us emails this year, or feedback on the website or on YouTube, or wherever you listen or watch our podcasts. It's great to hear from you, and I'd really like this to be a two-way conversation. You can shape where Adept English goes. I'm always on the lookout, always listening for suggestions for podcasts, and I'd love to hear more of them from you. If you've an idea for a podcast, then please, please get in touch. Let us know. If you like our podcast, get in touch. Let us know why. What is it that you appreciate about the podcast? And hearing your stories is just wonderful, hearing about your learning. I'm interested in where you do your learning and your listening. Do you have Adept English on in the car or at work or in the shower? I'm interested also in your journey learning English. I've even had people send me recordings, voice notes of them speaking English. I love hearing that. And if you're happy for me to include your recording or your story in our podcast, then please also give us permission when you get in touch to use your material. I'd like to give your stories a mention to encourage other people along the way. Adept English is only a small company, and we don't really have an advertising budget. We're not big business. We only grow because you listen to us, you watch us, you rate us, you give us reviews, and you tell other people about us. So the more you can help us by increasing our listening figures, the more material we'll be able to put out, and the more you and lots of other people will benefit. And in 2022, if you want to get in touch, talk to us, that will be even better. We love two-way communication. You talk to us and we talk back to you. So here are some interesting figures for Adept English. Test yourself by seeing how many of these numbers you can understand. Our website, we had over 2 million page requests and 100,000 visitors a month. On YouTube, in 2021, we had 1 million YouTube watch time minutes, and our top countries for YouTube channel views were in first place India, and in second place Saudi Arabia. We also had 7,267 likes in 2021. On Spotify, we were in the top 1,000 most shared podcasts on Spotify. Generally, people listen to us in 141 different countries of the world. We've been in the Spotify top 50 charts for 304 out of 365 days in 2021. And we got to number 10 in language education in Germany. 73,934 fans listen to our podcasts more than any other podcast that they follow on Spotify. And what loyal fans you are too. 1,767 fans listened to the Adept English podcast on their birthday. That really is dedication, isn't it? And finally, across 75 episodes of the Adept English podcast in 2021, we published over 900 minutes listening time. Brilliant. So that's my review for 2021. What a year it's been. It's been a good year for Adept English, of course. Less of a good year in other respects in the world. But we can look forward to 2022. I think generally it's going to be a better year, better in terms of the world. But also we hope it will be better with your help for Adept English too. There are plenty of new things coming through the pipeline at Adept English. Lots for you to look forward to. I'm looking forward to it as well. So happy new year 2022 to you. All the best for next year. I hope lots of good things come to you in 2022, and I wish you all the best. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.